Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
Angel Mage by Garth Nix. Read for you by Kristin Atherton.
There are only 11 of us left, Eminence, said the young guard.
She was obviously very weary, leaning on her sword, which was smeared from hilt to tip in caked grey ash.
I don't think we can hold even this tower for much longer.
11?
Asked old Cardinal Alcicheron, who looked far more ancient than her 70 years. She sat on the ledge of the great, arched south window, because there was nowhere else to sit in the belfry atop the tower, most of the space being taken up by the great bell of St. Desiderius. A massive bronze presence. It was silent now. There was no point ringing out any alarms, and besides, the bell ringers were dead. Alcicheron had folded up the long tail of her scarlet robe to make something of a cushion against the cold stone. She wore only one slipper, and her close-shaven head was bare, lacking cap or mitre for the first time in many years, the faint white fuzz stark against her deep black skin. The cardinal had fled very hurriedly from her makeshift bed in the great hall when the creatures had unexpectedly managed to find a way in via the cellars and crypt.
I did not hear another assault.
The ash blood took Omaten, answered the guard, giving the plague its newfound name.
She wasn't even one of the cardinal's household. Up until 2 days before, she had been a very new recruit in the royal guard. But when the palace fell to the monsters, she had gone with the survivors along the river to the cathedral, which had once been a fortress and seemed to offer some slim hope of survival.
We put his body out.
That was unnecessary, said the cardinal. As we have seen, the transformation does not take place after death.
We didn't want to take a chance, whispered the guard.
She leaned forward, deep brown eyes suddenly wide open, more intense, the weariness banished. She looked very young to the cardinal, too young to be comparisoned in steel morion and cuirass, with pistols through her once blue sash, now stained grey with the ash blood of the creatures.
Eminence, is it not time?
Time for what, my child?
To call upon Paleniel.
Her voice was urgent. She no longer leaned upon her sword, but lifted it high.
Surely he can put everything to rights.